Thank you, Damien, and happy 4th of July. A grim start to the 4th of July in Fortuna. A father and son died in an auto crash that the Highway Patrol said was alcohol-related. 53-year-old Jackie Martin of San Francisco was driving the Mini Cooper last night when he failed to stop at the intersection of Ronald Avenue and Drake Hill. The driver turned to stop the car when it veered off the pavement and rolled down a hill, coming to rest on its roof. Jackie Martin was not wearing a seatbelt and was partially ejected from the car. He was pronounced dead at the scene. His father, 71-year-old Thomas Martin of Fortuna, sitting on the passenger side, suffered major injuries and died early this morning at Redwood Memorial Hospital. The collision occurred on the eve of the maximum enforcement period on North Coast highways. The sound of a lazy 4th of July in Eureka at its Old Town 4th of July Festival. Lots of music, food and fun, and a little politicking from city council candidates. They were counting 100 vendors there. That's the way the 4th was being celebrated in Eureka today. Elsewhere, much of the same. Arcadis Festival included Crabs Baseball. Later tonight, all turns to the fireworks. Eureka's fireworks begin at 10 from a barge in Humboldt Bay. And Southern Humboldt has a fireworks display this year at Benbow. Cost is $5 to pay for the show. Ferndale has its nighttime celebration at the fairgrounds beginning at 7 o'clock. Fireworks begin at dusk. An alert police detective is responsible for arresting a man for meth and an illegal firearm. Police arrested 33-year-old Robert Tyson and found him with $10,000 worth of meth. The police officer spotted Tyson driving through Eureka and followed him to Fortuna, where they arrested him with Kurtisha Prudhomme. He was taken into custody at a Highway 101 off-ramp. In his car, they also found 8 grams of heroin worth about $800 and the revolver. And in Arcata, police arrested a 70-year-old man for arson. At 5:30 yesterday morning, police say they found a small fire at 9th and H Streets and then another at a bus stop near Arcata Ballpark. Both were quickly extinguished. Police saw surveillance video and say 70-year-old Raymond Mason Keene of West Virginia was in that video. He was arrested for 2 counts of arson. A shift change is coming for Arcata City Hall. The city council there has decided to hold a special election this November to fill the seat of city council member Shane Brinton. Brinton is resigning because of family issues, and the city council passed on an idea to appoint a replacement until the next election for the seat in 2016. The special election will be in November. Arcata is also losing its city manager, Randy Mendoza, effective Monday, July 7th. He's retiring, and finance director Janet Luzzi will be the interim city manager until that job is filled. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We've been looking at crime in our community and what we as citizens can do about it. Chief Andrew Mills said our problems are not unique. Our community is suffering from an influx of the transient population, something you can see simply by driving through downtown. Mills said we as citizens can do some simple things that'll help address the transient problem. Sometimes the message boils down to a few simple words.
People have to stop giving cash to the panhandlers. That cash goes directly to drugs. There's not one person who's starving to death in Humboldt County. There are a lot of places that you can go and get food, all the way from Betty Chin to the food pantries, from Salvation Army to the Rescue Mission.
Mills said there are plenty of things you could do with the money that you give in donations. You can give directly to agencies helping the homeless. He said it's a matter of self-control.
And to people like that. Give it to Betty Chin. Give it to St. Vincent de Paul. Give it to the Rescue Mission. Give it to anybody. But don't give it directly to the homeless. You're just enabling.
Mills said community leaders have a plan to deal with the other issues, and we will see it by the end of the year. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.